USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the Pentagon agree there is no question it was Iran that attacked two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman on Thursday. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan saying the United States is working closely with all of the countries involved and its other allies.
The focus for myself and Ambassador Bolton and Secretary Pompeo is to build international consensus to this international problem.
Iran denying responsibility for the attacks. Meanwhile, the crew of one of the tankers involved claims it was struck by flying objects, which seems to contradict reports from the Pentagon of floating mines. A federal appeals court blocking the Trump administration's ban on abortions for undocumented teens in government custody. The ruling citing the longstanding Supreme Court precedent on abortion. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After a federal watchdog agency says White House advisor Kellyanne Conway should be removed from government service because she's engaged in political activity while on the job, President Trump phones in to Fox and Friends and says he has no plans of removing her from that position.
I got briefed on it yesterday, and it looks to me like they're trying to take away her right of free speech, and that's just not fair.
The president also discussing yesterday's attack on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman after the Pentagon reveals video evidence showing an Iranian Navy boat with personnel removing an unexploded mine from one of those two tankers.
And they didn't want the evidence left behind. I guess they don't know that we have things that we can detect in the dark.
Police are still working to determine a motive for the shooting of former Red Sox slugger David Ortiz. Two people in prison in the Dominican Republic have been questioned in connection with the shooting. At least a dozen people have been implicated as being part of it. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The government says retail sales are bouncing back, hinting at a pickup in consumer spending that could calm fears the U.S. economy has slowed in the year's second quarter. Retail sales increasing by 0.5% in May. Revised figures from the Commerce Department show a 0.3% gain in April. That was revised from the 0.2% decline originally reported. Father's Day is Sunday, and the Pew Research Center is out with a report that says the percentage of dads staying at home to care for their children has really been increasing. Here's more on that from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Fatherhood in America is changing as the share of fathers who are stay-at-home dads is now at 17%. That is up from 10% back in 1989. Men ages 20 to 35, called millennials, was found by the Pew Research Center to be at 6%. By comparison, 3% of Gen X dads were stay-at-home with their children. The CDC reports that 74.7 million men ages 15 and over are fathers in America. I'm John Clemens.
And the teaser trailer is out for Dr. Sleep, the sequel to The Shining, which picks up four decades after the Stephen King novel and Stanley Kubrick movie adaptation left off. This centers on Dan Torrance. He was the child in the original. This time he's played by Ewan McGregor. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.